Yes, it's been my conviction for a long time now, since we in Parliament did an investigation in 2011, that the production at Meranke is much greater than has been admitted by the operators there. And we have new figures which we released today, which suggest that production in 2012 will exceed 37 million carats. And the total value of production will be around about $3.4 billion. Now, these are much bigger figures than have ever been released before, but we are actually reasonably confident in our numbers, and we think that these new estimates have got to be taken seriously.
What would you say to colleagues who are saying that you are, you know, largely being speculative about these figures? Is your information credible?
But our information is based on three, maybe four sets of information. The first is the actual production and yields from Meranke Resources for 2009. We have the actual figures. The second is the actual figures for sales by Mbada in 2010. And it's a combination of those two figures that give us yields and qualities and values. And the third set of documents relates to the installed capacity at the five mining operations that are currently active at Meranke, including Anjin.
And with your party in the government and also represented in the Mines Ministry, what do you think can be done to make sure that you really get to the bottom of what really is happening in Meranke and how much is being produced? And how do you respond also to accusations that why are you only looking at Meranke and not other diamond mining operations like Muroa and so forth?
The last question is easy to answer, because Meroa is run by a company called Rio Tinto London, and it adheres completely to international standards for transparency and disclosure. We have no query at all about Meroa's figures, whereas at Meranke there is no transparency. There is no disclosure of what they're doing. We know absolutely nothing about Anjin, nothing at all. They've paid nothing to government, and they remain completely silent on their operations.